A coalition of environmental and health groups is pushing for more community decision-making power when it comes to reducing pollution. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Organizations recently launched the Freedom to Breathe campaign in Allegheny County to address the disproportionate impact of air pollution on Black and brown communities. They held listening sessions in Clairton, where U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works is located in the Mon Valley. Archbishop Marcia Dinkins with the Black Appalachian Coalition, or BLACC, says based on those discussions, the coalition is urging officials and the county health department to make changes to the Clean Air Fund. Community groups and municipalities can apply for grants for projects to improve air quality in the county. The money comes from the penalties paid by polluters. I asked Dinkins about the changes they'd like to see.
One of the things we would like to see is that the dollars are moved from the Clean Air Fund, that a percentage of those dollars go into what we call a community justice fund for participatory grant making. So what that means is that the people who are directly impacted are running a fund that would then make grant decisions on where does those dollars go? Because what happens is, yes, the funds are collected. However, the disconnect is this: communications, outreach. And so they still go back to maybe things that is not helping the community, or some of the community members feel that way. And number two, what are some of the ways in which we can look at the regulatory portions of that with respect to ensuring that polluters are truly held accountable for the harms that they make with respect to the community? Another thing that we would like to see is that there are dollars increased for the Allegheny Health Department so that they can address some of these other issues with respect to polluters getting away with continuously polluting the community.
There are nonprofit organizations that are working in Allegheny County on these issues, on air quality issues, environmental health issues. What are they missing that your organization is stepping in to try to fill a gap?
What I've been told just within talking to people within the community and in various organizations is the element that BLACC brings really is our storytelling, you know, amplifying the voices of Black people within the community, amplifying their lived experiences, and also fighting for health as a human right, which brings, you know, a broader umbrella there.
Will it be like podcasts or written materials, or what kind of things do you envision?
We actually have a podcast where we've been bringing those stories up, and it's called Black Remembering, Highlighting the Heavy and the Hope. We want to do a speakers bureau where people are trained, you know, to be able to scale up their stories and to repurpose those stories. It would look like going in and knowing how to use their story to even testify, you know, and what does it look like for public comment? So our stories are laced in so many parts of what we do, even blogs. And one thing that we want to ensure, because what I've found in all of my years of doing this work, is that we're always dealing with this tension of, this is paying my bills, and I really want to say something, but I can't say something. And so we're going to bring in the different elements as I described, because we also want to create safe spaces for people to share their story and to feel comfortable in doing so, and realizing that on a podcast, we're not asking you to identify yourself. And some of our written material with respect to your stories, we're not asking you to identify yourself. Just creating those safe spaces for those stories to be heard. And we also use their voices in our policy papers, or our Black papers, as we call them.
Archbishop Marcia Dinkins is the founder and executive director of the Black Appalachian Coalition. We asked the Allegheny County Health Department about the campaign's goals. It said in a statement, quote, "We appreciate the support of air quality advocates." That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.